The spreading mode that we use is called direct sequence, as compared to frequency hopping, which is the other major type of spread spectrum. There are two PN codes that are used. A short code is used mainly for acquisition, and a long code is used per customer to isolate customers. This is actually very similar to the way GPS works. GPS also has a short code and a long code. It's just that the long code is almost never used in civilian receivers. They all based on the short clear access code, which is even shorter than this one. One of the problems with CDMA that you have to solve in the system design phase is a problem called near-far problem. If you have two users who are using conventional FDMA or TDMA mobile access methods near each other and they're trying to listen to a transmitter farther apart, you can build filters that work pretty well to get rid of the guy you don't want to hear that's near you, that's very strong, because in FDMA and TDMA you're using waveforms that are perfectly orthogonal. You know, two frequency bands that are separate, you know, you integrate them and over time and they should go to zero, right? That's the principle of orthogonality in an FDMA or TDMA system. This is not true in a spread spectrum system. You have codes that have low cross correlation values are not zero. Okay, so you're always going to get some interference from the stations you don't want. That's inherent in the process. You can't build a better filter or just improve your filter to get rid of the interference. It's there, it's inherent in the system and you have to live with it. Okay.